Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Continue our Camp Chronicles. Checking in on the Lions. Dave Burkett, beat writer for the Detroit Free Press, joining us now. Dave, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. We're curious. Deuce and I, and along with Bobby Hebert, all kind of wondering, Tommy Lee Lewis, how's he doing up there in Lions camp?
He's been hurt most of it, so we haven't seen a whole lot of him, unfortunately. You know, he had an ankle injury
that kept him
out of all of training camp or all of spring workouts, and then he opened training camp on the PUP list, came back, and now he's out again this week. So, you know, showed a little explosiveness when he was on the field, but as they always say, right, the greatest ability is availability. So we'll see how that impacts his chances to make the roster.
Now, Dave. As the fan base, are they patient enough with Matthew Stafford? Because I always viewed, you know, because I like to play this fantasy game. I said, boy, I'd like to see Matthew Stafford because all I could flick it in a Sean Payton offense. Or if Sean Payton was running the show with him. Are they saying, okay, enough's enough, you got to win something? Or where are they at with Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I think it kind of cuts both ways with Stafford. I mean, people here realize that he's a pretty talented quarterback, right? You don't go number one overall if you're not. And, you know, probably the best Lions quarterback since Bobby Lane, you know, way back in the 50s.
Right.
But, you know, they also look at the numbers and they look at the success of the team or lack of success of the team. And right or wrong, you know, I think Matthew gets blamed for a lot of that. And, look, you know, he's had some really good years. Last year certainly wasn't his best year. I think everyone agrees that he needs to do a little bit more. But, you know, how much patience the organization has versus how much patience fans have, that's a little different. My sense is the organization is pretty fully vested in him. You know, some fans, you know, they certainly wouldn't mind a change. And, you know, we'll see if there's no success this year. You know, we'll see what happens.
I know Kerryon Johnson was banged up a little bit, but then, you know, the thought process is obviously for he to be able to take some of the pressure off of Stafford. How has he looked during camp?
Yeah, Kerryon's going to be a good player for the team. I mean, you know, he's we saw it in flashes last year. He only played 10 games before, you know, he hurt that knee, but he led all NFL running backs in yards per attempt last year when he was on the field. So, and this Lions team is going to run the ball more. I mean, they bring in Daryl Bevel as their new offensive coordinator. The focus is on the ground. You know, I think you're going to see Kerryon play an even bigger role because not only is he going to, you know, be a key part of that rushing game, but they get rid of Theo Riddick. I think that opens up some time for Kerryon as their two-minute back. And, you know, one thing that he showed that maybe he didn't do in college last year was that he could catch the ball a little bit. So he's not going to, you know, get 25 touches a game, but he certainly is this team's number one running back.
Now, Dave, staying on the offensive side, probably unless you're a Lions fan, you might say, who in the hell is this? Kenny Golladay, like Tommy Lee Lewis, he went to Northern Illinois, coming off his first 1,000-yard season, could become maybe one of the bright young stars in NFL, a third-round draft pick in 17. What can you tell the folks about Kenny Golladay?
Yeah, he clearly their number one receiver, you know, had a really nice year last year. You know, sort of the way the Lions, again, this offense is going to operate. You know, I don't know if they're going to have a 110 catch guy, but, you know, the only player really with a chance to be that for them is Kenny Golladay, big, strong, physical receiver, good downfield target. You know, the one thing the Lions have done on offense this year is add some size. They got a couple tight ends to go with Golladay, so one area that they should be good this year is the red zone, and I think Golladay is going to play a key role in what they do down there.
Now, Dave, when you look at now on the defensive side, and you look at Matt Patricia, and obviously, you know, good Belichick and all that, and that had to be a big feather in his cap when they put a whooping on the Patriots last season. But what about Trey Flowers? I'm looking at made him a star in New England, and then he spurns, I guess, a few offers to come. and hook up in Detroit with his old coach.
And why they wanted him, I think, was because he fits what they want to do on that defensive line really well. Obviously, you know, having been in New England, you know, Matt Patricia knows what he's getting. They know exactly how they're going to use him. You know, Flowers is a guy that's never had 10 sacks in a season in college or the pros. So even though the Lions gave him a boatload of money, I don't think they did it with, you know, any expectations of him all of a sudden becoming a 15-sack guy. What they think he can do, though, is, you know, he's going to be a really good run defender. He's going to get his share of sacks. You know, he's going to get 8 or 10 sacks. And they're going to be able to move him around inside, outside, play him kind of everywhere. And that's what the Lions want to do. With all the pieces they have on their defensive front, Damon Harrison, Mike Daniels, Trey Flowers, you know, A'shaun Robinson, Deshaun Hand, they have a lot of interchangeable parts, and that's what Matt Patricia likes.
How patient will the owners be with Matt Patricia?
Well, I think this is a big year for him. I mean, last year did not go well. You know, there were a lot of negative headlines off the field. Obviously, the season was a step back, you know, 6-10 after a couple 9-7 seasons, and a coach that was, you know, pretty revered in the building, or, you know, that the ownership liked at least. You know, so I think this is a bit of a prove-it year for Matt. I mean, look, if they show some progress, you know, the Lions should, you know, stay course. But if they have another bad season like they did last year, you know, that's when I think maybe you see some of the impatience starting to build, and that's when, you know, maybe Matt has to worry about being on the hot seat. But look, right now, you know, there's been a different tenor to camp this year than there was last year. Don't know how that's going to translate to the field, but I think at least things are pointed in the right direction for this organization.
Now, Dave's pointed in the right direction, but are the fans patient enough considering, I don't know, I think the Vikings underachieved last year in the NFC North. You look at the Bears, where they're at as a team. I think Mitchell Trubisky, what he's going to do, and the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, new head coach, they're going to bounce back. So it just seems like even if the Lions are improving, they still could be the fourth banana in the NFC North.
Well, they could, but you know what? I don't know. Maybe I've heard this from a lot of people. You know, a lot of people talk about the NFC North, one of the toughest divisions in football, and I don't necessarily dispute that, but I see all four teams as having some flaws. You know, we'll see what Trubisky is. The Bears are a very good defense, obviously. We'll see what Trubisky is. There's obviously some questions about Aaron Rodgers this year after all the offseason that they had in Green Bay. You know, the Vikings, there's some age there. Same thing. Who knows about Kirk Cousins? So I think the Lions, more talented than last year, you know, probably a better team than they were last year. That they should improve their record. Whether that means 8 wins or 10 wins, you know, who knows? I think they're like a lot of these teams that things could really easily go south on them, but maybe they have a little upside surprise in them as well.
Dave Burkett, Lions beat reporter, writer for the Detroit Free Press. Good insight, Dave. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you guys again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.